I kept telling you not to do it, but you didn't listen. You always do whatever you want. Everything must be done in moderation. Do you understand? What you did was just stupid. It really was. When are you going to finally stand up for yourself? You're going to lose everything you have if you keep this up. Answer me. Talk to me. Are you deaf? Talk to me. If you don't stand up for yourself next time, the same thing will happen again. Do you understand? Do you?
Please, tell me. Eh? The only person you should respect is yourself.
Have you gone mad? Have you lost your mind? Who are you talking to?
She too, just like the rest. You're always telling me what to do.
What are you, excuse me? Why are you talking to me like that?
What do you mean? Your kind is the reason for all my suffering.
What is it? Do you need your diaper change? Because you're acting like a baby.
Could you please tell me why women always have to be given property?
Darling son, can you please tell me why a grown man like you should be talking so rudely about women? This isn't the way I raised you.
Because I missed the test. I missed the test. I was late. And it's all the fault of you women.
What do you mean? But you left the house on time.
I know, I left early. But as soon as I left the building, Abbas's grandmother was outside, standing there with loads of groceries.
Reza, darling, can you please help an old woman with her groceries?
I ended up becoming her servant.
You did a good deed, so what's the problem?
The problem is that I thought she lived on the first floor, but she lives on the fourth, so I dragged her groceries all the way up. I could hardly breathe afterwards. And then I come downstairs to leave when Miss Izadi stopped me at the front door because, as usual, her car had broken down. Her car wouldn't start.
Reza, darling, I need your help. Could you please help me with the car?
Okay. So I was fiddling with the car engine for 2 hours, and then ended up pushing her car. And while I was out of breath, she just drove off. Then I went and stood at the end of the street to hail a taxi. I was standing there for 2 hours waiting for an empty taxi to pass by. So I'm standing there waiting, and they pass, and they're full, till finally this empty taxi stops in front of me, and this woman runs out of nowhere and says,
"Sir, please, allow me to take it. I'm in a hurry."
So I said, "Yes, ma'am, of course. I insist that you take it." So she got in and left, and that's how I missed the test. I didn't get there on time.
Why didn't you explain what happened to your professor?
Believe me, I tried, but she didn't care. After all, my professor's a woman. I kept telling her I had good reason. I had problems this morning. I was stuck. She wouldn't listen.
You're late, and you can't take the exam. You'll have to retake the course next semester.
It's your own fault. I'm sure you knew you were going to be late. You should have found someone else to push Miss Izadi's car. You should have known that.
You know what I'll do from now on? The next time Abbas's grandmother approaches me with her groceries, I'll kick her groceries down the street.
Don't say those things, my darling. It'll take away from your good deed.
And if I ever see her having trouble with her car again, I'm just gonna walk away.
I'll go and talk to your professor. I'll talk to her myself. And I'll ask her to let you take the exam. It'll be okay.
Mother, I'm not a child where it's okay for mothers to come and speak with your teacher. I flunked and I have to live with it.
Don't lose all hope. There's no harm in me talking to your teacher.
I can't believe it. I worked so hard to pay my tuition fees, and now I have to retake a semester.
We don't have bread. Will you go and buy some?
Can't you see I'm upset? All right, I'll go.
After you.
No, you go.
Ladies first. After you, ma'am. What? You've never said ladies first before.
I always say ladies first.
Uh-huh.
After you.
Go in. Your load is heavy.
No, I'll enter after you.
I won't go.
This is really heavy. This is the last time I tried to be polite to you.
All you men are so selfish and self-centered that you won't even give women the chance to breathe.
Are you saying that men inhale more oxygen than women?
Of course. A big fat man like you uses more oxygen.
In that case, you're just as big as me.
Let's go on the scale.
Let's go.
Okay, now, but seriously, how many female ministers do we have? How many female CEOs do you know? Men won't give any room for women to prosper. We women have it very bad. We work the hardest, yet get the least respect.
Every day, men do all sorts of hard and difficult tasks, so women, just like you, can enjoy life more. The clouds, the wind, the sun, the moon all exist. So women such as yourself can continue to engage in their social activities.
Well, that's just their duty. Tell me what else they can do.
I promise that I will never say ladies first ever again. Women deserve to be respected, big butt, not as much as men. Put the lemon juice in the fridge.
So, tell me, what is the respected man of the house going to make for dinner?
Put the lemon juice in the fridge.
Would you be able to do anything around the house if I weren't here to help you?
Give me that. You're not capable of putting the lemon juice in the fridge.
Why did they have to hire a female professor? Why can't they bring a man? Why does she have to be a woman?
Hello, Reza.
Hello, Ali.
What's wrong? Why are you grouchy?
I mean, who hires a female professor, huh?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong? They're so insensitive. She's making me fail a semester. For what? I'll tell you. I arrived late because I was nice enough to help four women.
Forget it. It's not worth getting upset over.
Oh, yeah, forget it. Women never see the things that you do for them. They only see the things you don't do for them. Just look at my mother, huh?
No, that's not entirely true. Take my wife, for example. Right now, she's cooked dinner and has set the table and is waiting upstairs for me to arrive before serving dinner.
What, you call that a life?
What's wrong with it? That's what life's all about. It's the simple things that give life meaning. Like this beautiful flower, these sweets, the fact that my wife is waiting for me to serve dinner.
Don't be so sure that your dinner will be ready. The only thing women know how to do is keep men waiting. I would have passed this semester. I would have passed if it wasn't for that woman. I could carry on with my life. Why? Why was she a woman?
What does he mean? Women are always keeping men waiting. They don't see the things we do, but they see the things we don't do. They're not blind, so how can they not see what we do? My dear sweetheart. Are you sure your dinner is ready? You were wrong, Reza. Marjie. 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 What happened? What did you do?
Hello, where have you been?
Oh, what?
The faucet broke and it wasn't working and I had to fix it.
What made you think you can fix this? You shouldn't have touched it.
Can't you just fix it? The whole kitchen is flooded. What if it starts leaking below?
Look what you've done. Listen, go quickly and see if Mr. Ferdos has a spare faucet handle he can give us. Look what she's done. She's brought 30 tools and none of them are any use.
Well, hello. What happened?
I'm sorry, but do you have a spare faucet handle?
Yes, just wait 1 minute. Here you go.
No. You misunderstood me. We need a faucet handle. The water is spilling out of our kitchen.
Oh, you need a faucet handle.
Yes.
I was soaking wet. Oh, I see.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Yosefi. How are you?
Hello, neighbor.
Well, this is Mr. Yosefi. He's the building manager. Maybe you have a spare faucet handle you can give the lady. Hers isn't working and water is gushing out of her sink.
Hello, I didn't know you were the building manager.
Oh, you're back. Give it to me before our kitchen is overrun with water.
Why did he get angry? I didn't say anything to him.
Why are you standing there? Give me the handle.
He got angry all of a sudden.
Who got angry?
Mr. Yosefi.
Who's Mr. Yosefi?
Jahangir.
Which one is Jahangir?
Look at this. They just moved in and they're ordering me around as if they own the place.
Don't be rude.
They've never done anything for us, so why should I have to help them out? I don't understand.
Daddy, why are you angry?
Leave me alone. I'm not in the mood.
What's gotten into you, Jahangir?
Mabube, I've had enough. I can't take it anymore. She's asking for help, and Mr. Fedos is just standing there looking at her and doing nothing. As soon as I walk by, he makes it my responsibility to help her. I'm not their personal maintenance man. It's none of my business if their faucet is gushing water. I don't understand what I gotta do around here.
Whose faucet? Whose faucet is gushing water?
They're new people who just moved in here.
Oh. You're just making a big deal out of it, Jahangir. Jahangir?
Huh? What's wrong, darling?
I'm sad because you yelled at me.
Oh, darling.
I would never do that. Come here, sweet pea.
Okay.
Come here. Come on, I'm sorry. I love you.
You can't talk to that man without upsetting him.
Of course you can. You just have to watch what you say. Why didn't you turn off the valve in the yard as soon as the water started gushing out? You would have prevented the kitchen from flooding.
Well, why didn't you go down and turn off the valve in the yard? I was shocked. I couldn't think straight.
When I came home and saw you soaking wet and the mess you made in the kitchen, that was the last thing on my mind. The first thing you should do is turn off the water. Turn off the water valve in the yard to stop the water from running unless you want to ruin our kitchen again.
What do you think I should do?
About what?
About Mr. Yosefi.
It is about Mr. Yosefi. Maybe it was wrong for you to go, I don't know, negging. It is about Mr. Yosefi. Maybe it was wrong for you to go, I don't know, nagging to him with our problems. Don't worry, I'll go speak with him and try to calm him down. And clean this up before I come back, okay? Oh. And I almost forgot to give this to you.
Ali, you'll catch a cold if you go out like that.
No, brother. She didn't do anything. The problem is me. I've been the building manager for the past 2 years, and I'm sick of it. When I come home at night, I'm just too dead tired to do anything around here anymore. Huh?
In any case, Mr. Yosefi, if my wife said anything at all, the poor woman didn't have any bad intentions. She didn't mean to upset you, I can assure you of that. You have my word.
Like I said, the problem is me, not you. I'm just tired of this responsibility. I think someone else should take over for me.
Marzia insisted that I come and apologize. You know how it is. After all, we're neighbors. There shouldn't be any hard feelings between us.
There are no hard feelings. My skin is thicker than that. And I hear thousands of insults every single day. You know that?
All right. So you're not upset at us anymore, huh?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
Stop asking.
So there are no problems between us?
Brother, go home before you catch a cold, please.
Well, all right. I hope you never become upset with us again.
You want to come in?
No, really,
then
thank you.
Then go home.
I'm sorry for disturbing you. Goodbye.
Son, pick up the phone.
You pick it up.
Darling, my hands are tied.
I'm installing the light bulbs. My hands are tied, too.
I'm draining the rice. Just pick it up. Pick it up.
Do you want me to be electrocuted again? Yes. Hello to you. Yes, hold on. Mother!
Oh, what now? Who?
It's the reporter from the Associated Press.
She'll hear you.
Instead of calling to talk to you, tell her to walk up the stairs so I don't have to come down the ladder to answer the phone.
Give it to me.
Here.
Hello? Reza?
Yes?
Turn down the rice so it doesn't burn. How are you, dear?
Then while I'm doing the cooking, maybe
Hold
you'd
on.
Like to go and put in these light bulbs. Give me that and stop bossing
You're
me around.
You're so spoiled. I was talking to Reza. Yeah? No. What? Why would Jagir resign because of something someone else said? Well, just talk to him.
I can't talk to him when he's this angry. I don't know what she told him, but he's been so furious ever since he came home. I'm really...
Oh, yes. The cloth was very beautiful. I'll bring Mina upstairs in the morning so you can take her measurements. All right, all right. Goodbye, goodbye.
Make sure you use cold water so your clothes don't shrink.
What?
You were talking about me, weren't you?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Bubba, just keep your mouth shut. You're like a trumpet playing da-da-da-da-da and inform the entire neighborhood that Jahangir got an argument with someone. I can't take it anymore.
Calm down. I was just having a heart-to-heart conversation with Miss Ferengis.
It's all part of his game.
Oh, be careful. Don't fall.
I won't if you
you're
don't make me nervous.
You're going to break the sewing machine if you're not careful. What game are you talking about? He really doesn't want to be the building manager anymore.
That's exactly it. He's just saying that, so we'll beg him to remain as the building manager. There, all done.
It's not that difficult to manage a small building like this anyway. That's what I think.
Does this socket need to be tightened?
Yes, son. Just careful, don't unplug it.
No. Not everyone can be a good manager. You could manage a home or city. You could be a mayor or the king. You still need to have management skills.
Be careful with the socket.
I'm careful. I think Jahangir knows what he's doing. I'm sure he knows. Tightening his grip on the building. And you know what they call that? What they call it is strategic resignation. Smart tactics.
Really? Is that so?
Both of them. Okay. I've fixed it. So, anything else?
Thank you very much.
Really? I can finally go and study?
Go, darling.
In the name of God, dear Mr. Ferdows, our respectful landlord, please accept this letter as notification that I am resigning from my position as the building manager. Thank you in advance for accepting my resignation effective immediately. Yours truly, Jahangir Yousefi, the building manager.
Do you have any idea why Jahangir resigned?
I don't know. He got in an argument with Ali's wife last night. Apparently he felt insulted by something she said to him. So he wrote a letter of resignation to Mr. Ferdows. If you ask me, I think he's bluffing.
I think I've got an idea why he resigned. He wants everyone to stop taking him for granted.
Ah.
You know what? I think you can use this opportunity, no?
What's so great about being the manager of a small building? The things you say sometimes.
What's so great about it? Being a manager is great. Whether it's managing a small building or an entire planet, it's a great feeling.
Stop teasing me.
Listen, if you don't accept this position, they'll force me to.
Who better than you?
Nah. If I become the manager, I'll run the building like a military academy.
Nah, I don't think so. I think you'll run it more like an art academy.
If I become the manager, I'll run background checks on everybody. Depressing people will be absolutely banned.
Mm.
Anybody with a little depth will be banned.
You're right.
Anyone with a habit of ditching others will be banned.
According to these rules, you'll have to sleep outside yourself.
Me? All cool people, such as myself, will be permitted to enter.
Ah, okay then. So my permission to enter has just been issued. Surely you can recognize a handsome man when you see one.
Listen, a poem. The mirror here reminded me of a poem. Hold the wheel.
Eh?
While humans are suffering in our global village.
Very good.
You look in the mirror, drowned in your own image.
I mean, that was beautiful. Beautiful.
Reza, my man, that was beautiful. Truly beautiful.
I love you.
Did he really and truly resign?
Yes. He even handed his letter of resignation to Mr. Ferdos.
I swear I didn't have any bad intentions. I never meant to upset him.
Hello.
Hello. Good
morning. Hello, Mr. Ferdos. Did Mr. Yousefi resign because of what I said?
Maybe.
But you know I really didn't have any bad intentions.
You didn't have any bad intentions, but you could have asked him more politely.
Do you know something, sir? After all the effort he's put into this building, he really and truly should get a little more respect in return.
Truth is, we've never been tenants before. We don't know how to be good tenants. Besides that, my husband apologized to him last night, didn't he?
Yes. He apologized, but Marzia, you should know that Jahangir is much more sensitive than he leads people to believe. He was really upset by what you said last night.
I knew that, but...
But the time has come to change the building manager. What I mean to say is that he seems very, very busy, and he doesn't even have time to manage the building. We need someone fresh.
I thought you said you'd take me anywhere I want.
No, I didn't. That's not what I told you. What I said was, I told you to find another taxi, if that's what you want, because I'm not your personal driver.
You should have told me from the beginning.
I did tell you from the beginning. You misunderstood. You're so stubborn, woman.
First of all, you have no other passengers. Second of all, since you don't have any passengers, you must take me wherever I tell you.
First of all, as my sister Farangus always says, be polite. Second of all, don't ever tell me what I must or must not do because I don't like it. Even my father never spoke to me that way, you hear? And third of all, I'm not gonna allow you to keep ordering me around. Turn left, turn right, do this, do that.
Stop here. You're being paid to do as I say. I want you to follow him as soon as he leaves the building.
I ask you to speak politely. Second of all, if you want to play detective and follow your husband around, that's fine by me, but I don't want any part of it. Why don't you just leave me alone and let me go back to my life?
It has nothing to do with you. Just drive. That's what I'm paying you for.
What now?
I want you to drive, sir.
Listen, sister. I can be a little crazy in the head. I have a loose screw in there.
I don't understand,
you know?
What you're talking about.
How can I say this? I'm a little insane.
Can you just drive, sir?
Sister, please, I beg you. I'm pleading with you. Don't make me raise my voice. Get the hell out of my car now.
Don't talk to me like that.
Sister, I'm asking you to please get out of my car. Or do I have to start raising my voice?
Did you see? There wasn't one flower in the front yard. And just look. Do you see what a disgusting mess this place is? Look. He threw everything he could get his hands on in here. Can you believe this place used to be a greenhouse?
But there isn't even one plant in here.
I know. He's turned it into a garbage dump.
What a shame. He didn't even manage the building very well.
Yes, it's such a blessing that Mr. Yousefi finally decided to hand in his resignation.
Thank God.
Let's go. Wait till you see the backyard, Marzia. We pay him so much maintenance money, yet the...
Be careful!
Like a dump. Come. Look at this. Come, take a look at this. This is supposed to be the basement. Look, if this is what he calls management, then anybody can do it.
Ugh, it's so dirty.
Who was that woman that got out of your car?
Miss Marpell.
Okay.
You guys came just in time, you know.
You're welcome.
I owe you. You saved me from her.
Follow me. Oh my God. Look at this. This is supposed to be the utility room.
Ugh, it's so dirty.
Oh my God. He still hasn't taken these out. He never listens to anybody.
Is it water?
No, it's two barrels of gasoline.
But they look like jugs.
Whatever. When his wife tells him to remove these, he says, "Mabu, will you stop nagging me already?"
Leave me alone. I'm very tired.
But this is a very dangerous place to leave two jugs of gasoline.
Yes, exactly. Wait till you see the rest. Then you won't feel so sorry for being impolite to him.
This place is a mess.
Where are you going?
Tenants meeting. As usual, you probably don't want to attend, so I'm going to go alone and see what can be done.
Actually, I want to come. I'm coming with you this time.
Really? Completely out of the blue you've decided to come?
No, it's not completely out of the blue. And there's a very, very good reason for it. I'm coming to stop you men from making all the decisions for all of us around here.
You do know that Jahangir will be also at the meeting. You do, don't you?
Yes, I know that. Let's go.
Then may God have mercy on the members of this meeting. We are blessed. After you, my saint. Ladies, always first.
No, after you.
No. I insist now, please.
After you.
I insist. After you. Oops, too late.
You men are all the same.
Thank you in advance for accepting my resignation effective immediately. Yours sincerely, Jahangir Yousefi. Well, as you heard, this is the resignation letter that was given to me by Mr. Yousefi.
You wrote it so formal. This isn't the United Nations.
In the name of God, dear Mr. Ferdos, our respected landlord. He used every formal word in the dictionary and all just to resign.
Well, I think the letter is very well written. It just has one too many formal words.
In all honesty, I just wanted to leave this position open so someone else can volunteer to do it. That's all I ask.
According to Professor Banayi, he who has the skills should do the job. Jahangir, you're the only one who can do it. You even have everyone's support, so there's nothing more to talk about.
Once again, I didn't intend to upset you. If you're still upset with me, I apologize to you in front of everyone. I'm sorry.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I didn't come here to hear an apology. I came here to pass this duty on to someone else.
Oh, well. But you're the only one who has the experience and skills to do the job.
Aside from that, he's our friend. He's a good man. We won't let him resign.
We just love how you manage the building. You've done a magnificent job so far. I say keep going. Don't let us down. We beg of you. You're the man.
I agree, Jahangir. And as I said before, if you're upset with my wife, I apologize. Please forgive us.
No, that's not a problem. Do you know what the problem is? In Iran, people are unfamiliar with the manners required to live in an apartment. He knows what I'm talking about. He's lived abroad. There's certain behaviors that need to be adopted.
You're absolutely right, but since everyone is insisting, it's incumbent upon you to please accept the job.
Yes, sir. If Mr. Ferdo says everyone approves, then I'll continue my duties.
Great, great.
I object.
Excuse me?
I object. Aren't women allowed to give their opinion?
Of course they are. So please... Very well. Go right ahead.
I think there are just as many women here as there are men.
Excuse me, but if you count, there are only 4 women here as opposed to 5 men.
Uncle Reza, you didn't count me.
It doesn't matter, sweetheart. Even with you, the women are still outnumbered. There are still more men.
I believe a woman can do a much better job than men can managing this building.
All right. No one's gonna listen to a woman. Since old times, men have always been the bosses. It's unheard of for a woman to be the boss. This is a man's job.
What's that? Did you say something?
No, sir. He was just,
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just telling me something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very well. Do you then have a candidate in mind?
Yes.
No. No, Sitara dear.
Very well. Can I ask you then who your candidate is?
Thank you.
Darling, daddies are always the boss in every home. And your daddy will always be the boss of this home.
I want my daddy to be the boss. I want my daddy to be.
I'm going to put her to sleep.
No, no, no.
Stop this behavior now.
No. I don't want... No. No.
Mina. Why did you raise your hand before?
What?
What?
I said, why did you raise your hand?
Why won't you go to bed, sweetheart?
I don't want to. I'm not sleepy.
Go to bed, my darling. Go to bed. You were the one who raised your hand first. I saw you do it. I was just following your lead.
Is that so? Since when do you follow my lead?
Would you like some tea?
No.
Then I'm going to go and grade the student papers.
Actually, it's not so bad. Let a woman do the job for once. Let's see how they do.
Yeah, you have less to worry about now. Marzia is a very clever and sharp girl. I think she'll do a very good job.
Yeah, right.
What?
Nothing. I said we'll see.
I'm going to help her.
What now?
I don't want people to think I'm jealous because my husband wasn't chosen.
I don't want you helping her at all.
Well, fine then. I don't need to help you.
Good. This is gonna be fun.
Everyone had a chance to speak over there. And the decision is final, so I don't understand why you're so upset about it all, darling.
The more we remain silent, the worse the situation gets. It seems the way things are going, sooner or later, the women here are going to become the boss of everything. We're lucky if they don't throw us out of the building.
Oh, why don't you just stop saying things like that, darling? Give her a chance. No one's going to throw us out.
Give her a chance? She doesn't even know how many floors this building has. I bet she'll start ordering us around. A woman in power will turn any place into hell. You'll see.
Women in power will turn any place into hell. Why are you so worried?
If you haven't noticed, I'm one of the men who are living in this building. Excuse me.
Oh, my darling. You'll always be the man of my house.
Thank you.
Darling son, women have more free time on their hands. It's better if they manage the building. Everyone agreed to give her a chance.
Hey, you didn't agree, did you?
It's rude to say hey.
I'm sorry.
All of us have to find a way to help her out, now that she's become the manager. Believe me, my darling son. If it wasn't for Mabuba's husband, I would have raised my hand. I would have raised it really high so everyone would have seen.
Oh, thank God 1,000 times that you didn't become the building manager. Otherwise, you would have me crawling on all fours.
Don't be silly.
Mother, you know I love you.
Don't you want to eat dinner already?
I do.
Eh? So then why are you sitting down?
Why are you reading standing up?
No. What I'm trying to say is, get up and make dinner.
Why do you think we elected a woman to the building manager? So they can cook dinner.
Excuse me, but you chose a building manager, not a personal maid to do all the housework around here.
Now that the women are managing the building, they might as well do their housework, too.
Oh?
Why did you even defend her anyway? That young girl can't handle the position.
I think she's going to surprise you. She's going to turn this place into a 6-star hotel. You'll see.
Then please place an order at the restaurant of our 6-star hotel for 1 hamburger and 1 cheeseburger, because I'm starving to death. I can tell you that I'm not cooking tonight.
That's fine. Hello? Hello, sir. Can I place an order? Our customer code? 1341. 1 hamburger and 1 cheeseburger. Yes. Yes.
You're quick to order food, aren't you? I was joking, don't you understand? I'll go make something.
Don't you have better things to do? Why did you volunteer? Take on this enormous responsibility? Can you even handle it?
I will put my trust in God. The other women will help me too. You know, I don't have an office job, and this building can't be that much work. God willing, I can do it.
Everyone has high expectations. You know that if you make one small mistake, you'll embarrass us both.
Don't worry.
All right. I won't worry. You know what I've been thinking about since this afternoon? I find it strange that Jahangir was the first person to raise his hand and vote for you.
He probably thinks I'm a good manager. Mahbuba says that Jahangir is a very caring and kind-hearted man.
I'm sure she's right about that, yeah.
Well, thank you, Ali, for choosing such a beautiful curtain. I love the color. You made a very good choice picking it out. Now, can you please do me a favor and hang it up?
You know, I'm sorry for saying this, but seriously, if you can't even hang up a curtain in your own home, then how on earth are you going to manage a whole building with all its residents?
Excuse me, but I'm the building manager. A manager doesn't work. A manager orders other people to do their work.
Really?
¶¶